This is a very touchy topic. You can see Jacob over there getting very
Jacob's shaking. I don't know why. What's going on?
He's got his hand on the button, too. He's going to shut me off. This is very random.
Okay.
But I'm like, if anybody can appreciate this, it's going to be Jackie.
Uh-oh.
And I came across a story about men's locker room. Not like I hang out in a men's locker room a lot, but I do work out at the campus.
Yeah.
And when I go from work to the campus, I have to change. Normally, I like to just go from home, dressed, ready to go, work out.
That's usually what I do.
And for some reason, I think when guys reach a certain age, I'm going to say 60 plus, they think it's okay and appropriate just to walk around that entire locker room with nothing on. For me, when I have to do the changing, it's a quick thing. Like, I'm changing. I'm trying to be as modest as humanly possible. Like, you know, if I'm going to throw the shorts on, I keep the shirt on.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of coverage so I can throw the shorts on. You get a guy 60 plus in that locker room.
They're just walking around.
Walking with all glory, everything, you know. And here's the worst part. They do that and then they want to talk to you. They want to have conversations. And I don't even want to look at them at that point. I just didn't understand it. So the reason I wanted to bring this up to you, does the same thing happen in the women's locker room? I'm very curious about this. Or do women do what I do? It's like you cover up when you get out of the shower and then you're getting dressed kind of in your corner and quickly. Or do you see a lot of that happening with older women in the locker rooms?
I was going to say, we might need call-ins for this. I have not experienced that. Like, I think women, usually we have a little bit more to cover sometimes. And we're usually covered.
Yeah, see, I don't get it. There's something special, I guess, or unique, I should say, about the men's locker room.
Just let it all hang out.
It's their fraternity. Yeah. And they do, Jackie. And they do. And they shouldn't. But they do. So, look at Jacob. That hand is on the button.
It's on the button.
It's on the button.
Call in. Let us know. What do you see when you're in the locker room?
And please tell me if the guys out there, especially if you notice this and you're like, we need to put up some rules. There need to be some hardcore rules when it comes to the men's locker
room. Is there not a safety? Like when you're behind these doors, anything goes. No.
No, not in the men's locker room.
No. I guess I remember like.
It's like Animal House in there.
I remember going like in high, I think it was high school or maybe, no, like junior high, like when you actually had locker rooms and changing rooms and showers that you had to do after gym class.
And it was traumatizing.
It was traumatizing.
Yeah.
And that just, I think, has crossed over to
I don't think I've ever undressed or dressed quicker than when I was in middle school or high school.
Yes, you're like, you want me to do what?
Yeah, no. Please.